Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 6, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Effect of Aficamten versus Metoprolol on patient-reported health status in obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Aficamten, a cardiac myosin inhibitor, was significantly more effective than Metoprolol at improving exercise tolerance in patients with obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The MAPLE-HCM trial, a head-to-head international, double-blind, randomized study, demonstrated this definitive finding. Aficamten showed clear superiority over Metoprolol in this patient population. Article number 2. Predicting heart failure from 12-lead ECGs using AIA HeartShare, AMPHF-pooled cohort analysis. Artificial intelligence applied to electrocardiograms enhances the prediction of incident heart failure beyond clinical risk estimation using the Prevent Heart Failure equation. This electrocardiogram artificial intelligence was specifically designed to detect both systolic and diastolic dysfunction. The pooled cohort analysis found that this scalable approach improves identification of individuals at risk for heart failure. Article number 3. Aficamten in obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a multi-domain, patient-level analysis of the MAPLE-HCM trial. The MAPLE-HCM trial demonstrated that aficamten monotherapy provided greater improvement in exercise capacity and multiple secondary endpoints compared to metoprolol monotherapy. This multi-domain, patient-level analysis further evaluated aficamten's effects across various clinically relevant and patient-centric measures of disease burden in obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Aficamten definitively improved outcomes compared to the traditional beta-blocker therapy. Article number 4. Nuclear AgO2 exacerbates heart failure with preserved ejection fraction through myocardial ketogenesis. This study found that nuclear argonaut 2 exacerbates heart failure with preserved ejection fraction through myocardial ketogenesis. This mechanism contributes to cardiac dysfunction, particularly in context of high-fat diet. The research demonstrated a causal role for nuclear argonaut 2 in inducing this specific type of heart failure. These findings offer a novel understanding of disease progression for heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Article number 5. Breast tumor-secreted ADAM10 mediates atrial fibrogenesis and fibrillation. Breast tumor-secreted ADAM10 mediates atrial fibrogenesis and fibrillation. This study found that breast cancer itself, independent of treatment-related cardiotoxicity, directly induces atrial fibrillation through this specific molecular mechanism. A retrospective analysis of 1,224 female breast cancer patients before therapy and 18,159 healthy female participants established this link. This research identifies a direct pathological connection between breast tumors and the development of atrial fibrillation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.